Now, so the chayra, okay, the whole saying of the Rambam, in Kufnun Gimel, in Mitzvah Say Kufnun Gimel, that in the middle of a discussion of the mitzvah, has a long discussion about cheshbon and bizman azeh. Okay, Kufnun Gimel, Mitzvah Say. So it's very clear that even if you look at the way it's formulated in Mishneh Torah, at least the beginning, where he says this is the that the kibbutzman sheis the hedron gadol is that is kish of yeria and lochem shesine is this cheshbon afterwards. You can say that's just halach how to deal with things after the mitzvah ended. Okay, that is not the impression that you get in Sefer Mitzvahs, and we'll see Lamaisa if it is the impression that you get in Mishneh Torah also. Okay? So the Rambam says, let's just see, and let's just see some of the Lashonis, I'll go back to them later. Bekan, Sei Godol Mi'oid, mean to say it's a day. A day means, I think probably it's Takedi, probably we'll talk about over there. What's a day over there? Maybe it's not. I just want to say what. One second.
Go to Shorish.
Kufnun Gimel. One second. All that was there. I don't know if it makes a difference, but you know. Okay. Kufnun Gimel.
He talked about it here.
No. Yeah, it's Alatake. That's the word. Yeah. This is the word that he uses for being convinced about something, which Professor Lagerman said, being convinced about something in a way you'd be able to be ready to debate it. And you know, it's something which you firmly that you believe, but you firmly convince them intellectually. Okay? And that's what the animam is all about. It's not a belief. It's a idea. Okay? Same word, the word Ram uses in Arabic over there. Okay? We say this a day, lo ye de'eu, lo ye gishu boy, ela mamikin b'chokma. Okay? It's a shurim in understanding and havon. Who? Ze shor mechashim ayoyim b'chutz lohoz b'melechas ha'ibo. I use melechas ha'ibo because that he says is the tigum luli shev yodenu. That's the kapok says the tigum luli. The oimim sheze hayoyim v'esh chodesh v'ze hayoyim yontip lo b'nei cheshbonein nikveu yontip b'shum ponim el mipnei. Now, what are you saying? What does it say over there by you? El b'nei? No. El b'nei shebezdin. What?
Bezdin hagadol.
Okay. This. Okay, good. This I want to tell you something. This is in Gansenhof. Does Hillman make a note about this? Look at the Arabic.
Am cheshboneinu?
No, but bezdin.
Bezdin sheber tishra. Arabic?
Yeah.
Bezdin sheber tishra.
There's no gadol there. Okay? And it's crazy to say Godel, because Bezdin HaGadol is bottle, that's what it's cheshbon. Okay? I can't imagine a more blatant mistake. It's just, you know, when I looked at this the first time, I said to myself, my God, how could this be such a thing? It's the reason why there's cheshbon is not Bezdin HaGadol. And they say the reason why the cheshbon works is because Bezdin HaGadol is Kaveya. And it's not the Amban that they did it in the future, okay? So the words in the Arabic, it's not b'chlal in the Arabic text. No such word, okay? Can I continue? Just before, just let's set the stage straight, what the words are, okay?
How can such a thing happen, the word comes in from
I don't know. You can discuss it with, you know, whatever it is. That's the scoop, correct? Is that clear to you? Do you have any problem with that? You can use your old translation, or you know, I can tell you that, okay. I see a guy.
All the books have it wrong?
I guess wrong.
Does he say anything? Could we find, you know, in probably behind hell, you can look and see what he wants. No, because the text in Frankel, they didn't do anything. They took up Chaim Heller's text. And Chaim Heller's key was in what? Let me explain to you something about this. The Frankel Rambam on Sefer Mitzvahs, in my opinion, is an absolute disaster. Hillman was an Elish Enkamo. What he has in the bottom, he sees something called Siyunim. in the middle of nowhere, you never know that it existed. And he has a few notes about some things here and there. Po v'sham, okay? Some of them are very good, and you know, okay. Say that? Let's continue. Elam b'nei she'bezdin she'be'eretz Yisrael kavu. Okay? The important question we should deal with, not now, that's a later issue in this year, where the word bezin is important. But it's not bezin agodl, okay? Okay? Okay, Beseda. Ze hayoy, shebezin, 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 so kavu, ze hayoy, roish chodesh, o yontif. Uvinei omrom, sheze hayoy, see, I'm worried about, I didn't discuss this, but I assume the Arabic would support this. Uvinei omrom, I don't know what the omrom is. That's the pella from a word. That to say something? Okay, you can check out the One second, but it doesn't make a difference. One second. It's so good. One second. Nekel one, no, I think that's Nekel. I think that's a call, that's a voice or something like that. So, but he says also, one second, he says, the Oimim Shayyim, that's the Nekel on Hador Al Yoim, which Chodesh, Vador Al Yoim, Eid, that means Yontif, but Nekel, that means Sin. That's they said something, okay? I don't know what he's saying, I have no clue what this means, okay? Correct? It's a very difficult word. But that's not for your issue now. Bein shehoy yisrael pulosom zeis b'cheshbon o b'ri'iya. Okay? In other words, there's no difference. Okay? So if it's b'cheshbon or b'ri'iya, is b'cheshbon, see, that you might have to say bezin shebe'eretz Yisrael as far as ri'iya is concerned. B'cheshbon, I'm not sure what he wants. See, he doesn't, see, alright? He says, correct? He's referring to both. B'cheshbon o b'ri'ya. It's all the same. So I can understand Omrom in terms of Bezen Agodla with Ria, but I don't get it how he puts everything together. Correct? But whatever it is, it means that even B'sman Cheshbon, it's not Memela, and you probably will put it into the Mitzvah. Otherwise, what's he talking about over here? What's he giving the whole speech? Okay? Then he goes on, which is an amazing statement. We'll go on to one. Just want to read the text. Kamo shebo b'feirish. This is peirish, means the peirish hamakubu Moshe Rabbeinu. Or dosan. That's what they say is the peirish hamakubu. They heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Mi pi ha-shmur. Kamo shebo b'feirish. Eile mor de Hashem ha-shetiku o'isam. Eile ele mor des eilu. Kloima. Sheyimu ha-heim. Shehei Moadis, Afil Shedafil Nusim, Afil Mut, Kvoshe Bosu, She Boasnu Hakabola. Okay? And this is amazing, okay? Because he applies, and we'll talk about this later also, Blue Nether, but I just want to tell you this is an amazing text, because I can imagine, Eile Moad Hashem, Ashetiklo Isom, we're talking about Bezna Godo, Bezman Rizriya. But when you start talking about Bezin Hagodol, we stop talking about a Bezin or Bnei Yisrael, what are we talking about? Bizman, that it's al pi cheshbon. He told Atma filu meidim, Atma filu shayigim, and Eilam Moad Hashem. That becomes very, very interesting. Correct? You know, if you read the text carefully, you're absolutely amazed. Okay. Continue. Did I read something wrong yet? Are we okay? You look like, you know, you've been shell-shocked. You okay? Did I read something wrong? Okay, good. That's all I want. You have to say it. That's fine. I'm trying to... V'anachnu, I wouldn't have stressed it. I don't think you would have, you know. Okay. V'anachnu omnom nechoshev hayoim. That means today when it's cheshbon. Okay? Before, he was putting cheshbon together with the beer, right? Now he's separate. Right? Correct? Now he's moved over to today. Today means, if there's no Bez Nagogo. V'anachnu omnom nechoshev hayoim kidei sheneida hayoim shekobu heim. Who are they? What's the little b'nei Eretz Yisrael? So here he moved on from Bezdin to b'nei Eretz Yisrael, correct? Boy Rosh Chodesh, ki b'molocha hazeis, that's the Melechus HaYibur. Okay, that's the Melechus HaYibur. Bi'atzmo moinim mekoyim mayoyim, lo b'ri'iyah. Okay? We are kviyos in this moich, lo a cheshboineinu. We make a cheshbo to chutzlot, that's nothing. Or what they did is the kviyos in Eretz Yisrael, correct? Abo cheshboineinu, hu legluye milsa, what happened in Eretz Yisrael? And that's it. For hovin ze mioid. Okay? So I'm not sure how this works out for people who are east of Eretz Yisrael, because their Rosh Chodesh came before the Eretz Yisrael. And I don't know if the Kviyas happens. What is the Kviyas? The calendar? What do they do exactly? We'll have to see. Okay, the Seder. Okay, then he goes like this. Now, I'm just reading. We'll get this. Get warmed up over here, okay? This is an amazingly difficult thing, okay? That's why I almost gave up. Vani oisid l'chobir ilu et shederch moshu shebnei Eretz Yisrael yadrum Eretz Yisrael. There are no Jewish people in the in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Now, okay? Now he does something which is amazing, okay? Cholilo lakel me'asoy zoyz ki hu iftiach shol yimoch esheres ho'uma legamre. From where? From Eretz Yisrael? Or that the people will not be destroyed? And where is he maftiach? What haptoch is he talking about? Hello? A fair question? We'll see about that. Okay? Now he's back to Bezdin. There was B'nai Yisrael, there was a Bezdin, which I understand at the beginning, because it goes back both on Ria and on Cheshbon. Then he says B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, and now he goes back to Bezdin. But then, this Bezdin is a plain Bezdin, right? V'lo yeh b'chutz l'oretz bezin shenismach b'Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So, right? So that is already a long time ago, correct?
But there's the famous Shita's coin we had. You can redo it again, theory.
What?
Ram has that Shita's coin, you can make smich again. He tried.
Yeah, I know that. That's Ram. I'm going to maybe make a point since it's not this year. I'll see if I'll talk about it. It's in Perek Aleph and Sanhedrin, Mishneh Gimel, and in Becheres, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Gimel. I know the Rambam, okay?
That's what he's talking about here.
I don't know. It's not Mestavah, because then he says that's immediately prior to the coming of the Mashiach. You know, so Vashiv, Shavtayat, Mishneh, okay, good. You can look at Sanhedrin. I find that difficult, but you want it, you can have it. Hine Cheshboneinu Zeh, okay? Lo hoyim moil lono klal b'shum oifen. He's very emphatic. Klal b'shum oifen. Nothing happens. Okay? So it means then, hello, l'chay, when there was a machlokes between Ben Meir and Rabbi Sadia for 3 years.
So I did nothing to say.
No. There was no whether, what exactly happened and how this played itself out, okay? So you have to know, okay? To say this, you can pick. So he overruled them, they picked it up, and what happened, we have to know. Okay, to say this. Okay, good. I don't know if he's aware of the historical Machalushim and Meir and Absadi. I have no clue, okay? I have no clue about this. Vaika. V'l'yye shom bezin l'omor l'fi she'ein lefi she'ein loro lachshoy b'chutz la'os la'ab eshonim l'gvor chadosh iti'im b'yoysa ma'atroim l'izkom k'mo she'bi'alno. Seeing the loyi chmoysa in the whole ma'isa, correct? Ki mitziyoy teite teod v'al Hashem v'shon, to get back to that. Okay? So the question is, what does he want from here? Ki mitziyoy teite teod v'al Hashem l'chayim means the separate halacha of Eretz Yisrael and Kiddush HaChodesh. And Yibashonim. Because he is burning. Mi sheyesh lo seichel shalom. L'shem is a Talmud. The kavon hazeh. Yizboi lo kol ma shemaru. Bil ein boi suffer. Okay? Ain't suffering boy. Okay? So what I need here for the moment, I just read you a text to show you how difficult it is. I'm not getting involved in what we'll, as we go through. That's what I plan to go. I'm not sure I'll get that far tonight. But whatever is important for us now at the moment is Cheshbon is the key of Cheshbon. I think that's the old text, even before Rav Chaim Heller. Cheshbon is a key of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Correct? And it could be even more than that, because that's why, if we look at the beginning of the mitzvah, the mitzvah is Shatzivu Shizivon Yisala B'cheshbon Chadoshim V'shonim. So that would certainly include Cheshbon also. V'zuhi Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. That is the translation that Kapach has. Alamal Dir Amalno Tali B'cheshbon Alo. Now, I don't know anything here. Here is another thing, okay? Now, I just ask you what the Arabic says over here. So I know the three words in Arabic, which are Hebrew words, which I don't see the Hebrew in your text, but I see in my text. The three Arabic words are, oh, there's a few Hebrew, the Arabic words are, B'cheshbon Chadoshim V'shonim, and Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. So I guess the rest he translated properly. So the mitzvah is Sivui B'cheshbon Chadoshim V'shonim, V'zui Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, okay? So what you have in front of you, I just have no clue where it came from, but it's not the text. Okay? Is that clear? Okay, good. You got it? Okay, good. I'm trying to help you. Okay? Is that clear? Did I present something that wasn't wrong? You can see it yourself. You don't believe me. Okay? So, that's the problem. You know, what can I do? I can't be responsible. You know, but that's it. Okay? So, once you say that, you can understand the chesh would be part of the mitzvah. It's not a great zach. Now, I'm going to get started over here. Okay. Now, what is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh according to the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos? So he starts off, what the mitzvah is, correct? Oh, that's the mitzvah, correct? So what does it mean, lochem? What's the translation of the word lochem? It's the plural you, correct? But it's an indefinite pronoun reference. Who's it referring back to? So you have to know. So lochera. According to Ramban, there's no problem. Because according to Ramban, it's a very simple thing. The Bezin Rabbi Hillel, Hillel Nasi, Kitshu Chadoshi, Vibu Sharm Al Asid. And it's an Emes of Kiddush. It's a Kiddush Al Asid. And the whole Chesh was not a Moser Misina. It's Mamish, that's what they decided. But according to the Rambam, we have to know what the relationship between Cheshbon and the mitzvah is. I mean, the fact that the Rambam formulates the mitzvah b'cheshbon shonim echadoshim shonim doesn't help us. It helps to know on the right track that we don't know where the Rambam is coming from. Correct. Now, there's another problem. This is still Menei Ube in the Lashon HaRamba. Because the Ram before, if you go back, okay, in Kufnu Gimel, he says, Abu mitzvah zu leyase olam zulas bez nagolus. One second. Kufnim gimel. Where? Here? Where? Down. Where is it? In page what? Kuflam and Hay?
In the first column.
Oh, before. Yeah. Two lines there. Ele mitzvah zu, lo yasen ali oilom, ele bezn hagodol.
Dafka.
Gir bezn hagodol. Here it says hagodol in the Arabic, you turn over, you see? In the next page, you see in the Arabic next page, right? Okay, good. That's okay. Elamitzu lebezu dafka ubeit Yisrael dafka. Okay. Then he says lufikoch botlo etzleinu hayoyim horiya machmes heze bezlan godol. Then he, you know, if you didn't get the point, he bangs it with a hammer that you're almost breaking your head wide open. He says kamoshe botlo hakovus hakabonis machmes heze amitash. So Lachir, he's saying betut mechalis, the mitzvah's bottle. And then he's going out of his way to say there still is a mitzvah, correct? Are you okay? Is that a reasonable question? Okay, if you miss this, you just miss it, correct? He just, you know, you get the impression. See, the Rambam usually is a pretty good writer, okay? You know, excuse me, my God. And he usually clarifies it. Here, every word is the chastir me obey. Is that a good enough steel? You don't eat it, but you know, he bangs kamosha bot lakovas kabovas. There's no more mikdash, correct? I don't think he's working with the question about being mafushim bias or not. Okay, I think so. You know, you start talking about them, not get involved in that. Okay, and he continues. Ubezeto haminim, hanikoyim kroyim, hanikoyim kan b'mizrach karoyim. Okay, I don't know why. Simple. In this area, in the Mizrach, they call them kroyim. Vezeo ayisrei shegam loy kol rabonim or omdolah. The kumi mizrach sadia might not. Okay, good. Okay, good to say that. There's a say that there changes. There's Ria, and then there's Cheshbon. The Kroim said it's through Ria, and Absadi said it's always Cheshbon, correct? That's not for us, correct? But the Maisi says the Chmitz is a Chbotel, correct?
The Ria is Chbotel.
He says, "It's a header. Machmas header based on Beis Lagol. Kmo shebot lakovitz kabonis machmas header amikdash." It's a little bit. You wouldn't have written that line.
No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Don't have to say that. Nothing more. Nothing more. Okay. Okay. We can swallow everything. I just point out you wouldn't have written that line. Correct. And if you disagree, I don't know. I'm ready to hear you out. Okay, weiter. Continue. Correct. The Duke come up and say that. Okay. Next. Now, Lechera, he says the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKadosh is Batla. So Lechera, one would assume that he's trying to make a statement that in Kiddush HaKadosh, it's two inyonim, I mean, it's one inyan, but here the two mitzvahs which are Yirechot. There's a mitzvah called Kiddush HaKadosh, and the mitzvah called Kriyas Al Pi Cheshbon. And the Kiddush HaKadosh, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKadosh Al Priya in this Batla, and it's like the Beis HaMikdash not being there, and that's the Riyah, and that's the Bez Nagodo. But there's also a mitzvah of Cheshbon, which doesn't depend upon Nagodo, doesn't depend upon the Riyah, and that's not this Batla, I assume.
Okay?
That's also a mitzvah. And it depends on Kviyas B'nai Eretz Yisrael. But then, if that's correct, you ask yourself, like, you know, what's going on? The Rambam says, he didn't say anything. But Mishneh Torah and Perek Hei, halacha base, I think he says that it's halacha mush misina. Bizman that is bezna godol is kiddush al piriya. When there's no bezna godol, it's halacha mush misina that it's chesmon. Yeah. V'dovah zeh halacha beis, halacha mush misinai hu, shebizman sheyesh sanhedrin koyvim al ariyah, bizman sheein shom sanhedrin koyvim al cheshbon zeh, shonu v'chashim bo ayoyim, v'ein eskok al ariyah. Correct? So I was brought up, at least, in Sheresh Beis, that, you know, a mitzvah is either the pshuta shom mikro or pshuta shom mikubo. But how does the halacha mush misinai fly in over here? And get into Sefer Mitzvahs. Correct? Is that a reasonable question?
That's why he sticks the pasuk in the beginning.
Okay. He sticks the pasuk in the middle, that's right. So what it means is, I think that the Ram over here in Mishnah Torah might call Halacha Mush Sinai, but he really means that it's a Pirush HaMukubo. And I would not have been made to say, should I say? But the fact is, you look in the Pirush Mishnah in Zeroyim, we list all the halacha mush misinai. He says he might have got them all. There's no mention of this. And the fact that he puts everything into a tikkun oisim b'moadom, l'chay, he's saying, this is a pirush on tikkun oisim b'moadom. He's learning that cheshbon is also that. Otherwise, the discussion before doesn't make any sense. Correct? So in this mitzvah, there are two parts, and they both are subsumed in this pasuk, okay? Maybe in Mishnah Teim, right, but we don't know, it's not the pasuk that Ram quotes. There are two different pasuk, the pasuk Dal and the pasuk Bey. There are two pasuk, particularly the Moadom. There's one in the parashah, but I don't know if it makes much of a difference for here. Lamaisa is, you have two mitzvahs, and they also both go on that particular oisur moadom, and it's not halacha mish misinai, it's a pirush mekubal. Okay? And that's the stress of the Kabbalah and everything. Okay? Then, I can read to you all this, but you'll let me spare you. I can read you all the halacha mish misinai in Zeroyim. It's not there. Okay? You take my word for it. If you don't want, I can read it for you. No problems. Okay. Kmo sheninslon or perish ashe tiku heinim was elu kloima ashe yoimu heim sheheim a moad they said you should have your nusim afil moatim kmo shebolon bakabola, and it goes on both of them. That's what he's doing here. He's in the middle of discussion both the ri and cheshbon. Correct. We pointed out before. Now I'll tell you something. This is what occurred to me this morning. Maybe I'm just flown, you know, maybe I'm just a little tired or whatever it is. I want to say that there are two pirushim of the word lochem. Okay? Lochem, because it says, the posuk says, Vayoyma Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon, be'eretz Mitzrayim, le'imo ha'chodesh hazeh lochem u'ish chadoshim, rishnu l'chol chodshe ha'shana dabir, Dabu el bnei el koadas Yisrael leimo v'osal lachodesh zev yikul lahem ish ser labois lebeis ob ish ser lebeis obois ser labois. So I think there's interpretation of lochem which refers to mumchim like Moshe v'Aaron and Netzanhedrin, and there's lochem that refers to koadas bnei Yisrael, ladas bnei Yisrael. I'll explain to you what I mean. Okay? The first lochem, lochem, the kavod is bezna godol. And you see, when it says Eidus zu mesu lochem, that's the Dov Posh referred to bezna godol. And that's what he does at the beginning. That's clear. You don't have Eidus zu mesu lochem after the bria is bought, correct? But what's mesua to B'nai Yisrael is the Cheshbon. And that we talk of B'nai Yisrael there a few times, okay? And there's something strange going on here. Because this lochem of Moshe ve'Aaron, lochera, is not the poshut of the Sanhedrin. Voraya, that the poshut of the Sanhedrin depends on mochen goyrim, and which lishks on gozes. Okay? And here, all you need a bezin kabur shel mumchim. Okay? And that's hachelish yisrael lochem. And that's the Rambam in Perik Hei Halacha Gimel. Because even though, for all intents and purposes, the Hedron HaGadol was bottled a while back before, the Rambam says, Morosa Yitzchil Kol Yisrael Lachashi B'chesh Mizeh, Misayif Chachmei HaTalmud, Be'esh Shecho Be'eret Yisrael, V'lo Nish Hashom Bezen Kavua. But Kol Zman, there was a Bezen Kavua in Eret Yisrael, it was real. And Cheshman kicked in when there was no Bezen Kavua. And there's a separate din. Okay. Okay, 1 second. That's the Bayesi Mei Abayim Vok. Good. Now, next, okay, we just want to go slow. So my Rebbe said, okay, this is what I said, and I'm trying to weave in what he said and all together. We'll see if it works, okay? My Rebbe said the following. Is the piece in English that Grita Levi, Perik Hei, Milchus Kiddush HaChodesh, Halacha Aleph Beis, Halacha Aleph Beis, or East Beis. There is Medaktik, that which Mavu and the Rambam, Hilchus Trumois, they be in Haskoma Sanhedrin, the Kibbutz Rabbim. And, however, in Hilchus Melochim, he says, you need Haskoma Sanhedrin, the Kibbutz Rabbim. So how does it stand? Well, what would they know? It's a Chastira. So Ebi said, that here it's not the din of Sanhedrin of a poor Sanhedrin or whatever of what this is Sanhedrin that Sanhedrin represents Rebbe Tzibur and Kahal, and that is what you have over here for Kiddush HaChodesh, and that not Kiddush, that's what you have for Kibush Rabin, right? And you can have one or two things. You can have Das Rabim, or you can have Bezin HaGadol. But it all comes down to the same thing. So it could be that you require Bezin the Kiddush HaChodesh also. You require Kahal and Rav Tzibur. And that's why then it's the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? Because the Gemara Hoyes and the Gemara. Om Rav Asi Ubaro Halachach Rav Yishvei Eretz Yisrael Shenema Bukhule, Michtei Michsi Bukhoy Yisrael. Bukhoy Yisrael, Yimoy Kahal Godo, Vagoymer, Lomeli, Shma Mino Hainu, Hu Di Ikre Kahal. Heinu, Hainu, the Elu, the ones in Eretz Yisrael, the Kahal. Avla now, Lo Ikre Kahal. Okay? That's the scoop. Okay? I have a footnote here about smicha. I'm not sure how much negeya, because you have to know whether the din of smicha was toast kahal or not kahal. In Bechiris, it's pretty clear that it's kahal. In Sanhedrin, he's much a separate din, need Eretz Yisrael for smicha. I'm not getting involved in this, okay? Even Pirush Mishnayis. Okay? Now, so Lechira, if you accept what we said, there are two separate mitzvahs of Kiddush HaChodesh. This Kiddush Derech Bezin Ukfiyas Derech HaKahal, but then it comes out that it's really all one thing. It's really B'chal Hashem, it's an in Echod of Kiddush V'Kfiyas HaKhoidish Ay Derech HaKahal. But if it's Bezin, then it's Uriah, and Nabe Ezul Musul Lachem. So then, you know, you talk about two mitzvahs, it's really one Indian, so you know, it has two really ponim. As you look, you can look at it two separate things, really one in you. Okay, so the Chayra, the only in the Mochen Goyim, doesn't make any sense. The Mochen Goyim do the fact they represent Knesset Yisrael. All you need is the Bezin Kavua and Shalom Al Yisrael. Correct? So then, it might be that Sanhedrin Ner Yisrael is Batla, either because there was no Smicha, or they couldn't get together any place. So one of the two. That was it. It just, you know, you didn't need much. So then, the whole kavod of lochem that comes in the pasuk is lohisulim shaklo kroyim. You look, what does the word lochem means? The Knesset Yisrael is one unit, not individuals. So it's either the Bezin represents the whole thing, or the whole unit. So you can't have people coming and say, oh, today's Rosh Chodesh, and this one's saying that. It's not individuals. Lochem means the whole Kahal, okay? It's either the Bezin as a representation of the whole Kahal, or the Kahal themselves. But it's not individuals, and that's what's going on against the Kahal. Oh, so now, L'chira, that it's all one halacha, and all one chalos din. L'chira, what I mentioned before, is the biggest raya. Because the Ram said, what he's talking about, he's maybe that he's trying to bring, that he's talking about, that there's an issue, and there's something called cheshbon, even after Bittul Aliyah. This whole discussion is talking about both Riyah and Cheshbon, right? And he quotes the Sifra. Eilem Oad Hashem Asher Tikkun Oisam. So, it means that these two, both Lochems, are the same Pasuk in this Pasuk, correct? Otherwise you don't got anything. And that's what he writes. Hu zeh she'onu mechashem hayoyim b'chutz la'oretz le'melechet ho'ibu she'v'yodeinu b'yoyimim she'zeh hayoyim. So it's all one din. Okay? For the two different ways, and they're completely different. So different that on one hand you can call them the same, and the other hand you can say that the same way that after Chumash Habayis is Batla Kavonis, here's also this Batla Riyah. It's an amazing flip that he does in the same text. On one hand he's trying to make it all one, and the other hand he's just trying to break it all apart. That's so far. I think that's a good start. Okay, next. Okay, good. Now, if you recall, I asked, the Ram is amazing. Because he starts off, Mibinesha Bezish Verit Yisrael Kavu, and that refers to both the Riyah and Cheshm. Which you can say, since we first read Cheshm, he says Bezin. But it's a little odd, okay? Then he refers to Bnei Eretz Yisrael twice. And then he has this line, okay? And then he says at the end, V'lo yiyeh shom bezdin, V'lo yiyeh b'chutz la'oretz, bezdin shenitzmach v'Eretz Yisrael. So again, bezdin, okay? So what does he want? L'chera, do we know that should be Chal Hashem of a bezin sheino mumcha, that it's not kavua, so Gimel Hedyait is sitting down and saying something. Because everyone that doesn't have smicha is like a Hedyait. So we don't understand. what type of bezin is this? Then, when he has this line, Yilu Efshet Derech Moshe, Shebnei Eretz Yisrael Yadru Me Eretz Yisrael, Chalila lekel me'asei zeis ki hu iftiach shol yimoch sheiros u'ma legamre v'lo yeshom bezdin v'lo yeh b'chutz la'oretz bezdin shnismach be'eretz Yisrael. So the Chay is saying that there's Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael because of his chalila. Which is chalila shol yimoch ha'u'ma legamre. So, l'cheira, this haftocha, if you accept kapach, okay, I don't know what he wants from Mor Nevuchim, okay? I just know he quotes from Mor Nevuchim, okay? You know, the Mor Nevuchim talks about the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, the other half, l'cheira doesn't tell you anything about it, I don't know why he quoted it. But the Pasuk, the quote of Igeres Taiman, I think is pretty interesting. So let me read it to you. V'chein hefti Yechonu Habere Ali de Nevio Shaloi Noivad Vulo Yase Amenu Kloya Vulo Nosu Leolam Melios Uma Chasida. He's talking about the nation, not about geographical locations at the moment. Kmo Shiefshe Tizbatal Mitziusoi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kachi Efshe Shinoivad V'Nizbatal Min HaOlam. So it means that the existence of God, the existence of Knesset Yisrael, are tied together. And he quotes the Pasuk Malachi, Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, V'Atem B'nei Yaakov L'Chlisa. The Pasuk is being makish the two. Okay? So maybe he's referring to the Pasuk Malachi also. Then he says, Kmo Kein Bisanu Behemet Yisrael Yisborach Shmoi Shenimne etzloi limois esonu bichloleinu, the afapi shenachisehu, vinava mitzvosu, she came kosu, koyama Hashem, yimodu, shamayim, milamailo, the echku, mois de orets, lamato, gamani, emas, bechol zera Yisrael, al kol ashe osu, nuhum Hashem. Okay, in your ze, so, that's also Yirmiyah, okay? But we're not talking about Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about the Ummah. Okay, is there Hiftichonu Batera Aide Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Hasholom Shekein Kosuv V'af Gam Zeis V'yos Meretz Oyveihem Lo Ma'astim Lo Ga'altim L'cha Lo Yisom. So they're not in Eretz Yisrael. Lo afi brisi itom, ki ani Hashem Elokeim. So, l'chayim, he's correct in what he says. She zois, choli lokel me'asei zois, ki hu hiftiach shelo yimoch ha-sheis u'ma legamre. But what's up to him with Eretz Yisrael? What does he want? But even whatever you're talking about, let's forget about that problem. But are we talking about Bnei Yisrael or are we talking about Bezdin? Is there any haftocha about Bezdin? You know, even the largest stretch of the imagination, you know, somehow you can say, Jews, Israel, Jews, you know, you can make whatever you want. You want to make a political statement, you want to make whatever, it doesn't bother me, okay? Let's say you can get there. I don't know how you do it, let's say you get there. But the question is, we're certainly not talking about Bezdin. And this lechera, you would assume that discussion of Bezin is not lavdafka over here. The first one, I understand that it's lavdafka, is referring to Riyah. The second one we have to know. Maybe it's referring just in contrast that there might be a Bezin of smuchim and chutzlah, so you're just trying to contrast it to. Okay. In Mishneh Torah, in Perek Hei Halacha Yud Gimel, he quotes this whole discussion. Okay. And he only talks about Bnei Eretz Yisrael. There's no discussion of Bezin. Okay. So I would assume they were talking Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and that's Chalila Kerem Yasei Zeis, and it's Bnei Eretz Yisrael that are doing it, and I didn't invest.
What's the basis of this?
That's exactly what I asked. I asked this. If you look back, this is it. Yeah, correct. Okay, let's say that. Okay. Now, that's what he says. He says, V'ein Rosim, huh? V'ein Rosim, El Al-Chesh, B'nei, Eretz Yisrael Kviyosam. Okay, and then he says only the Gilim Yosef will do. That's the Rambam in Mishneh Torah. In Perek Hei Halacha Yud Gimel. Now. So the Chere is, there's a slight problem over here. What do you need to Bnei Eretz Yisrael for? The Chayyim needs to be Kahal, no? And that's the Gemara in Holiness. The problem is, the Pashat Lashon Rambam here, and say, if a mitzvah Mashi need Eretz Yisrael, because Kimitir takes the Tzorah Dvar Hashem Yishalayim, which then you don't understand why, you know, so the whole bit, you know, how you make a Kahal, what's going on here? Because that's what he says, V'ani Oysa L'cho Bir, Ilu Efshe Derech Moshe B'nei Eretz Yisrael Yadu Me'Eretz Yisrael Chalilu Keil. Right? So Mochash Umar Gamre, Vloye Shom Bezdin, Vloye Bechutz Loritz, Bezdin Israel, Israel, Hine Cheshbonenu Zer, Lohoye Moil, Lono Klau, Beshmoifim, Lefishen Lachashim, Bechutz Loritz, Labishonim, Lekvo Chadoshim, Kim Beisim Atsunoim, Haniskorim, Kmoshibiano, Kimitsir Tate, Selad Vashem Yushalayim. This is not so clear. So we have to understand this line here, right? What's this Keter? Right? What does this mean? Now, let's go back and see what we said. It's just, we have to read again, try to put it together. That's the only way to do it, I think. V'da, she'achesh mazeh she'nim no'isa hayoim, v'nei deboi rosh ha'chadoshim v'amoadim, i'ef she'l ha'sos el meretz yisrael levad, el ha'beis ha'tzoruch u'behedach chom meretz yisrael, oz ef she'l ha'bezen ha'somuch v'eretz yisrael, she'ab ha'shonu v'yikma ha'chadoshim v'chutz l'oretz, k'mo she'osu Rabbi Akiva. Kmoshi's boy of Talmud. That's okay? Ubuze Krishi Godel Chozok. Okay, same. Vayadua Tomid Sha'al Horoi Lohoye Elevate Yisrael. Vihem Yikvu Chodoshim. Viabu Shonim. Okay? Piponim Hamakubolim Etzlom. Ubu Kibutzom Gamkein. So he says that the cheshbon depends upon Eretz Yisrael because of hedach hachom me'Eretz Yisrael. There's bnei Eretz Yisrael there, but he says hedach hachom me'Eretz Yisrael. Correct? And then when he talks about in Chutz La'aretz, he says you require smuchim. In the same time, we're talking about cheshbon. So it means there's no cheshbon in Chutz La'aretz. There's only cheshbon in Eretz Yisrael. And you can talk about a cheshbon in Chutz La'aretz behedach hachom me'Eretz Yisrael. That's what he says, correct? Ela be'et ha'tzoruch behedach hachom me'Eretz Yisrael. Or it's efshel lebezen ha'somuch. V'eretz Yisrael, she'av ha'shon, v'ikma chadoshim, b'chutz l'oretz. K'mo sh'osa v'ekiva, k'mo sh'in bo'em v'talm. V'zeh k'li sh'igol l'chosa. So, what's he talking about, smuchim, b'chutz l'oretz, not in Eretz Yisrael? What's going on here? Because it was the head of Chachomim, Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't say smuchim. So, l'cheira, there are two issues going on over here. There's a ki mitzir and teitzei seir, d'var Hashem Yerushalayim. And that's the question of who's bigger chachom, who's not bigger chachom, and how that works. And then there's an issue in Eretz Yisrael of Kahal, which is not Peteris Kimitzin and Teitzis of Yisraelim, that's Peteris Kahal. Otherwise, the whole line, these lines don't make any sense. Because there seems to be, he doesn't, you see, because when you're dealing with Bizman, there was Ria, Eretz Yisrael of Chutzlo, it's always the same. If it's lo yidich chamos be'eretz Yisrael, if that din is a chutz la'aretz, here it's really not the same. The only way they can work a chutz la'aretz is only to have a bezin samuch. But a bezin samuch, right? Only have a bezin samuch, correct?
So now you show you wouldn't need a bezin samuch.
No, so you don't need because that.
You
have no problems with that. So there are two issues, correct? He's the Ki Mitzion, okay, is telling you that the Ki Mitzion is telling you that the Kviyas is an Eretz Yisrael. Not only the Riyah, but the Kviyas is an Eretz Yisrael. But the Shem Kahal is not because of Ki Mitzion, the Shem Kahal is because of Mon Holius. There are two things coming together. You have a Kahal. And in Chutz La'aretz, you never have a Kahal. It's the only way you can pull it together is to have a Bezin HaSamuch. Because you don't have a Kahal, correct? Now, I say maybe you can flip it. So I said, according to where maybe everything is Kahal, okay? Because the Bezin HaGol represents Kahal in this. But L'cheira, you can flip it around that somehow, and you have to understand what it means. Whether Tzibun Eretz Yisrael might have a din of Bezdin. And my Rebbe suggests this in that piece of Nigger's Agid in Eish Dalin and Hay. I can read it by Lichas, you can look at it yourself, okay? And even though there's no smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, the kfiyas of Eretz Yisrael that comes via Hashem Bezdin with the kahal, which is an amazing thing. You have to look at his proofs or whatever it is. But if you accept what he says, okay.
That's the katzam yachad business?
No, the katzam yachad, you have to. That also, that I don't want to. The question is, in this kfiyas and cheshbon, is it different between yom and laila? So April, you said absolutely not. You can only imagine between yom and laila and bezdin, correct? Correct? Okay, now I want to read you some more brachas. This is what I want to throw in to bang this. Mom brachs lamer bebeis, omer ab onon, omer rab, tov le hiske shereish chidish, avis, ein marziru no yisrei. Lefi she'ein, bezen vekatshin es chidish ele b'yoyim. And even bezman adeh, where is kiddish or kviyas, derech niyug, ha'om, l'chayla, it's midin bezen, it's only by yom. And in that niyuk, there's elam o'ad Hashem, because the Ram, if you don't say that, the Ram is before his discussion of both cheshbon and riyah with elam o'ad Hashem, don't make no sense. Okay, he's pointed to that. You know, we can sit, and if you want, we can sit down in the Rav Shtickel over here and evaluate. I just wanted to tell you the Rashi problem, what occurred to me today, to try to put the whole thing together. Okay. However, derech agav, in the Ramban, we have no clue of what it means she'ei mekatshin es achidish v'layla, unless we're referring back, you know, because now, what am I doing now to do with Hillel HaNasi? L'chol has nothing to do. She'ei mekatshin es achidish v'layla, because they didn't do it, so therefore, what? So, we have to know how the Ramban works, but according to the Ramban, it's mamish gevaldik, and that's what he quotes, asher tikkur eisav, correct? Now, this is my last ta'ora. Maybe we'll see if we'll get to the end of it. The Gemara in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Shema'avin Bezdin Es HaChodesh, V'bnei Sholei Bo Eidim Kol Hayoyim, Kol Yom Shloshim, Ho Yoyim Lemokah Muchan, V'yoyim Bo Yisuda, V'yoyim Echud Shloshim, Shu Reish Chodesh. The only time the Suda Shloish Chodesh was only if they made a cheshbon through Kesheriah that the moon could have been visible on Leil Shloshim, okay, and the Eidim didn't come. So on the 31st, they make a Suda Shloish Chodesh. V'ein Olim L'shom B'layla, Ela B'neshim, Kol Moz HaShachar. Ein Olim B'layla, okay, Ela B'neshim. V'ein Olim, Usul Usul, Usupokas Maso, Ola Ela Pas Dogon, B'chulet. Right? Let's say for Fi Kesheria, it's impossible to come. No, because here you can say Bezna Kaivin the Chodesh. It's a kviyas, okay? What happens exactly if Bezna says that the Eidim can't come? So is the kviyas of Rosh Chodesh on the 31st Memela? Or it's also Kfiyas Bezdin. Is there a mitzvah from Bezdin, from Kfiyas? Or it's a milsa de mele? You hear the question? So you can, he could have said either way. So I want to bring a guy over here. So when the Ram says at the beginning of of Hilchos Kiddush HaKadosh, we get two ra'ayas. Mitzvah Saseh, Achas, Vihi, L'chashe, V'leil, L'kvoya. Be'ezi Yoin, Hu Tchilas, Kol Chodesh, V'chodesh, M'chodesh, Yerushalayim. It means every month, although there's a mitzvah of fees in Be'ezim. So Chodesh should make a difference. Correct? Be'ezi Yoin, after the Kaveya. They're not really Kaveya, they're just saying that it's not that, that it's a Muslim Mela. Now I'll show you, the Ram says, Sefer Mitzvahs. Listen to this. He says that if you could have imagined that there's no people in Eretz Yisrael, shelo hayimur cheshboneinu klau im yedu sheiris ha'umam Eretz Yisrael chalila, right? Vani moisif, again. Ilu efshe, derech moshe, shebn Eretz Yisrael yedu me Eretz Yisrael chalila keel, hu yavtiach, ולא יהיה בחוץ לארץ בזן, הנה חשבין הזה לא הימול לא נקלל בשום אופן. What בשום אופן? You have the 31st day when they couldn't come כשריה. So I want to tell you name. This Rabban says that even חשבין of 31 is also bet, also kfiyas, it's not memela. So it would be when it's חשבין, it's חשבין, when it's ריה, okay. Hashem, we'll pick up Gematrius and Tkufin.